Part of the rich Borghese collection since 1693, this work displays the stylistic features of Titian's later period. It depicts a subject, considered alternately to be St. Dominic, St. Vincent Ferrer, or a Dominican monk, wearing the usual habit of the order, white robe and black cloak. The ray of light that strikes the robe illuminates the right hand, caught in a symbolic gesture. The face is an example of the superb portraiture produced by Titian, who, in the last years of his life, experimented with a completely new technique, a concise pictorial style that featured rapid brushstrokes with an almost impressionistic touch. The first mention of the painting dates from the early 17th century, when he was already in Rome. From the second half of the 19th century until after the Second World War, this work from Titian's later period enjoyed critical acclaim. Specifically, the application of the brush was praised, but above all, the quality of the painting, which was a truly lifelike portrait. Not surprisingly, another theory put forward concerned the identity of the subject, Titian's Dominican confessor. This identification was groundless. It was based on the firm character of the subject, his humility, the simple nature of the chromatic range, reduced to white, black, and the dark ochre of the background, and the skillful alternation between light and shade. The Venetian painter, by then in his prime, used a simple palette. He eliminated the landscape and the background, allowing the preparation to partly emerge in order to concentrate on a face full of meaning, framed by the hood of the black cloak, which emphasizes the well-defined features of a man mindful of his faith. If you want to find out more about collecting between the Renaissance and the Baroque, listen to the following commentary.